Can one be a wholesome tzaddik and still miss the mark? Can one be a wholesome tzaddik and still miss the point? Chassidus tells us, yes, you can. And in this sense, it compares the type of tzaddik that Noach was to the type of tzaddik that Avram was. Noach had a fatal flaw, which ultimately Avram corrects. Let's see how the Rebbe addressed this inside in the Sicha for Parshas Noach, in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Beis Hisafis, page 452. The Rebbe writes, in Parshas Noach, Yet Zich Vegen the Mabel. Parshas Noach discusses the Mabel, was very ungerufen Mei Noach, which is called the Waters of Noach. Ulechayr is not moving. And seemingly, this is not understood, it's not clear. For was very es ungerufen Mei Noach. Why are they called Noach's waters? Noach is the garnet given Shuldik in the Mabel. Noach is not responsible for him bringing the flood. Erzdach given a tzaddik tamim. He was a wholesome, righteous person, and the flood was a result of the bad behavior of others in his generation. Why then is it called Mei Noach, the waters of Noach, implying that Noach is responsible for the flood? Zokdrof the Zayar. The Zayar, in many places, explains, Vayel Noach li spal adoyri. Noach did not daven, Noach did not pray for his generation. They fire with their Mabel on Gufan al Shemai. And for that reason, the Mabel is called by his name. Thus meint, as Hagam Take, Noach is not given Shuldik. Although it's the case that Noach was in fact not guilty. When Erez Nitzel Gevarin, he was saved. Noach, the Ishtu Banov, and the Shei Banov, Noach, his wife, his children, and his children's spouses. Oberet Gedarf Mespal Zain, the mention from Zayndar. He should have davened and put an effort to cause the people of his generation to do tshuva. Nidzayn upgespired from their ganze Welt in Ateva. He shouldn't have isolated himself from the entire world in a boat. But when he isolated himself in the boat on his own, although it's the case that Hashem commanded him to go into Ateva, Hashem told him, "Boy el ateva, go into the ark." For the second and the last, Zakman Oif, im farnit mispal zain unton far der welt, as ashver in vart, as the mea mabel ver an ongruf and al shmoi me noyach. But since Noach didn't put an effort to try to save the world, we call the mabel by such a harsh name, we give Noach such a harsh responsibility, and call the mabel me noyach, the waters of Noach. Umikan hiral kol echad ve'echad. This is a lesson for everyone. As afilu eriz at tzaddik tamim, even if you are a completely righteous person, if you lock yourself up in a room on your own, zoldas afilu zayin apitziva kadosh baruch, and even if Hashem commanded you to do it, untrachnit vegan nendor, and you don't think about the generation, is afilu if neichin was eriz given at tzaddik tamim, then even for Noach, who was a completely righteous person, and that was even before Matan Torah, before there was a greater degree of responsibility. After Matan Torah, the Jewish people are Raven Zelazeh, they're responsible for one another. But nonetheless, Noach, who was not a member of this covenant, the Torah still faults. Zok men Ashverin Vart, we harshly criticize Noach. When we call Shkinach Matan Torah, and certainly after Matan Torah, that all the Jewish people are companions. They're all together. They're all responsible for one another. Every Jew has to think about the other Jews to save them and to shield them. Even before these people become Balei Tshuva, and thereafter to bring them back in Tshuva. Yedr Einer Darf Sich Nit Mistapik Zayin Mit Zich Alein. No one can suffice with themselves alone. Nor Darf Ichtom and Zulas. But instead, they have to also deal with the other. Tzir Vet Leiftan Adr Nit. Darf Tan Vas Matmin Montfunim Uvadi Kavsh Derechman Lamali. Whether it seems that your efforts are bearing fruit or not, whether it is that you're in fact causing people to come back in tshuva or not, it could be that you're dealing with them, it could be you're studying Torah with them, talking about Torah ideas with them, and they don't go back in tshuva. They still eat on Yom Kippur and they still do work on Shabbos. But nonetheless, Your job is not to think about the results. Your job is not to try to turn them into something that you think they should be, but it's rather to share Torah with them. And Hashem's calculations are Hashem's own calculations. But generally speaking, as mentot, when you in fact do care about other people, and when you in fact do try to share Judaism with other Jews, usually accomplish something. In the Avtoch of an Alter Rebbe, particularly, Chassidim have the ruling of the Alter Rebbe, as b'chol inyan v'zevel n'tan, yonav and Torah mitzvahs, whatever a Chassid will do in the context of Torah mitzvahs, bet zayin yodam al ha'yena, they will ultimately be successful, and they will ultimately conquer any opposition. So we see, then, that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik who follows the paradigm of Noach. The tzaddik who's perfect in his own right. He doesn't do any averus. He walks with Hashem. Hashem even talks to him. He learns a lot of Torah, does a lot of mitzvahs, does everything the way he's supposed to do. But he doesn't care about the people around him. Or maybe he cares a little bit, he thinks about them, but he doesn't go out of himself. He doesn't take action to worry about what's going on with the people of his generation. So such a person is ultimately held responsible for the destruction that happens in his generation. In contrast, a proper tzaddik, a proper righteous person, is somebody who cares very much about what's going on in his generation and goes out of himself, even at the expense of his own learning and davening, in order to make sure that he can uplift others. But you don't have this theory of goalposts where you only deal with others if you're going to turn them into Baalei Tshuva, and they'll start keeping Shabbos, or maybe they'll start wearing black hats and shaitels and what have you. You just share Torah with them because you're meant to share Torah with them. And Hashem will do what Hashem wants. But ultimately, Noach's path of only being a tzaddik tam for himself is a very wrong and very problematic path. Instead, Chassidus tells us we should be like Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody who cared deeply about the people of his generation, and somebody who davened for the people of his generation in many cases when Hashem was about to destroy them. And in even closer contrast, we should be like Avram. Because of Avram it says, Vayita eshal bever shova, vayikra sham b'shem Hashem keil olam. Avram planted a tent or a tree in Be'er Shova at the crossroads, and he called out there in the name of Hashem. As in Avram advertised divinity, Avram advertised Elikos in his context. And the Medrash Beresh Rabba says, not only did Avram call out, not only did he advertise, but he worked on others such that they too should call out. Al tikra vayikra, don't read that he called out, Ela vayakri, he caused others to call out. And as B'nai Avram, it's our responsibility to emulate Avram. And then, instead of having a mabul, instead of having a destroyed world around us, we'll have a perfected world around us.